super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake. Mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
We are back, and the theme of tonight's show is everything sucks, because it does. And the reason I say that is because if anybody looked on Facebook, not that I'm a big fan of Facebook lately, and we'll get on to that in a little while, I posted a picture of my thermometer, and it was 110 degrees, and it's been hovering around, right now it's a balmy 93, okay, with 100% humidity. And this started around Monday of this week, so you can just fucking gather the mood I'm in. Because I got no air conditioning, everything's fucking running out, everything's falling apart, you can't do anything, you just sit here and sweat your balls off, and everything sucks. But be that as it may, I did get a request from one of our listeners, a guy named Steve, about Box Office International Pictures and any recollections I had on them. Well, you know, I've been doing some thinking and, you know, just trying to remember some shit, and Box Office International Pictures was founded by Harry Novak, who acted as a producer, distributor, all kinds of things. And Harry had a really interesting starting point because he was in his teens somewhere in the Midwest when he started distributing posters and press books for RKO Pictures. And then he joined the Army. When he got out of the Army, he started working for RKO again and then formed this company, Box Office International Pictures, in 1964. And the first thing I think they released was Kiss Me Quick, that little newy cutie thing that Something Weird puts out, or was putting out anyway. And he did a lot of like West Coast stuff. Guys like Wes Bishop, Lee Frost, Bob Creasy, all them guys, their stuff sort of went through him. And it was a lot of softcore smut, William Rossiter's Madison Lace, Country Hooker with Rene Bond, The Mad Butcher with Victor Bruno, The Booby Trap, Axe, Scream in the Streets. They distributed 81 features since 1964 and produced 37 of them. And it seems that they're... I really couldn't find out a reason for this, but it seems they were shut down in mid-70s, like 77, 78, around that time, I think. And I don't know what the hell was going on with that. Must have been some kind of legal thing, because Harry veered off and formed Valiant International Pictures in 1978, and they were doing hardcore stuff, and he was working under the pseudonym of H. Hershey. And they did stuff like Sissy's Hot Summer and Sweet Surrender. I believe Holmes was in Sissy's Hot Summer. And, you know, it's just a cool thing because remember Sinful Dwarf came out? I guess it'd be about a year ago now, right?
Yeah. I truly enjoyed that.
Yeah, and they had the whole Box Office International Pictures logo on that. Actually, their original logo was on a red movie ticket and it had a globe over it. Then it morphed into what, you know, you saw that more... elaborate type thing on Sinful Dwarf. Then it was Harry Novak Presents or Harry Novak Productions. So I met Harry way back in the Chiller days when he came out with Something Weird. He was at their table. He was either with his wife or, you know, whoever he was with at that point. And he was pretty cool. You know, he just hanging out, happy to be there, you know, happy to be rediscovered. I don't know whether they still have a relationship now, but, you know, Something Weird had put out basically his whole library. Here's something else. I Drink Your Blood was theirs, too. That was originally a Box Office International thing. I guess it was sold to Jerry Gross. Trying to remember. I guess it was Cinerama still. Cinemation, wasn't it? Cinemation. That was Jerry Gross's company, Cinemation. Because they had, you know, the I Drink Your Blood, I Eat Your Skin thing. So, you know, that was part of that whole deal. And he, you know, he was almost like, Harry was basically I would say the West Coast equivalent of Dave Friedman. You know, Dave was doing the stuff, you know, the Southern stuff. So was Harry, because they had that, you know, that, call it country fried movies there, like The Pig Keeper's Daughter and Country Hooker, you know, those things. So, you know, that Southern Sleaze Fest going on, too. And, you know, their stuff, you know, was strictly, you know, grindhouse drive-in affairs. That's what it was geared for. And, you know, as Dave had drifted into, you know, Dave had to drift into some hardcore stuff, too. Actually, you know, Dave was president of the, you know, Adult Film Association for a good many years. And then I guess, you know, Harry, I guess, whatever happened with Box Office International, I don't know. You know, I really couldn't find nothing out, as I said. But, you know, Harry veered off into the hardcore end of it himself, too. So, you know, you go where the money is. That's what it comes down to. We go where the money is. And exactly. While we're talking about film, before I get off into my fucking tirade that I'm probably going to go on anyway. I can't even drink beer in this fucking weather. It just tastes like piss. Fucking horrible. I finally got to watch Riot on 42nd Street. And I don't know what they were thinking. You know, number one, I don't know what they were thinking when they made this fucking thing. It was in the last gasps of 42nd Street when there was still stuff going on. As far as film content goes, it was some threadbare plot about some mob shit, this and that. And the other thing, they had exteriors that were shot on 42nd Street, like the theater marquees. What they failed to do was go a little bit above the marquee and get the names of the theaters. Because at that point, they had that stupid, you know, how they used to put something up. If they were showing four things, it was like almost a menu board. Those orange and black things, remember them?
Yeah.
It sucked. It took away the personality of the whole theater. And they kept showing the Roxy for some reason. And I told you my lovely adventures in the Roxy, getting barred for life and shit. And they converted it. They quadded it, or I don't know what they did, you know, with this video projection shit. And for some reason, they kept showing that little clip, too. But other than that, it's threadbare. And, you know, there was no extras on the DVD. It was a Code Red deal. There's just, you know, Shriek Show put it out. It's like threadbare. They got Shriek Show trailers on it. That's about it.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed with that. I kind of was hoping that they would do a little bit more, considering it's about 42nd Street, and that's kind of the entire crowd they're pushing it to. They should have done a little bit more. Hell, they should have got a hold of you and done a little thing like that, because, hell, you know those guys over at Shriek Show. So yeah. It would have been a...
Well, I think it was Code Red did it and released it through Shriek Show.
I got you. Yeah. But, you know, I kind of liked it. It was cheese. It was pretty...
you know what it was? No, I'm looking at this shit, I'm like, I don't think any of the interiors were even filmed there. They were either filmed on a sound... They might have been filmed out west. I don't know. Out in California. I don't know. It just looks like all that footage was just shot and haphazardly put in there. And as far as the pivotal riot scene, I was in the middle of something at one point. And that riot was fucking lame. I've seen better fights in gay bars. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, but I do think it was shot on the East Coast, because isn't that Tim Kincaid and those guys? And they did Breeders and stuff, and I think they all lived out there.
Yeah, it might have been. I don't know. But, you know, I don't know what they were thinking, what they were doing. But, you know, I had Jeff Fahey, a really young Jeff Fahey in it, or Fahey, whatever the hell you say his name.
Yeah. He was good, though, even then.
Yeah. But I don't know. It just didn't make it for me. I mean, you know, the nostalgia aspect is great, because, you know, that was like those marquees were like a totally transition point. Because at one point you see the Big Easy playing somewhere on 42nd Street. You don't see that many, at least they didn't show that many porn grinders. Let's put it that way. I think you saw the Avon once. Things. But yeah, I don't know. I was disappointed in that. Here's another one I wasn't really going to pick this up. Descent 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't like the first one.
Really? I liked
it. The simple reason, I'm claustrophobic as a motherfucker, and I really didn't need to see a bloody chick flick. That's what it came
to. Listen to you, man. I liked the first one.
Well, I don't care. I have my opinions. You have yours. Opinions like it are like assholes. We both have one, so, you know. Mine's probably bigger than yours.
That's funny. So,
anyway, did you see the part two?
Oh, yeah, I liked part two.
Yeah, well, it was okay, but explain this shit. All right, I know they had to dig something up, because this thing really didn't need to be sequeled. It was one of those things, it really didn't need to be sequeled. There was no reason. Okay, so we're going back to the same day. Juno is now a senator's daughter, so we have to go look for her. That's important. And Sarah is in the hospital recovering from all those, what were those fucking things called, nibblers?
Yeah, I don't know what they called them, but
nibblers are blind fucks with sharp teeth or something. We'll call them blind fucks with sharp teeth that hunt by sound and scent. So anyway, This sheriff drags Sarah out of the bed and forms this impromptu search party, which goes down there, and there's a couple old guys there. What? But that guy wasn't Clue Gulager, was it?
No, I wish it was.
He looked a little bit like him. But anyway, this old jerk-off's there for no fucking reason. And, you know, they have some gore, and they find Juno. Juno is still alive. She has battled off the Nibblers. And there was a whole point that Beth cut Juno in the last film so they would go after her and she could escape because Juno had left one of her friends to die or some fucking horse shit like that. And that's what I mean, chick flick, you know? So, anyway, they go through all this shit, and there's one sheriff's deputy, this black chick who's got a kid and wants to get home to the kid, so forget about some other ludicrous bullshit that did happen during the whole thing. Sarah sacrifices herself so this girl can get away. So she gets up and she's just about to make a phone call to the kid when this old jerk off hits her in the head with a fucking shovel and drags her and drops her by the hole. Now, is it me? Because you said you saw this. Why does this not make any fucking sense to me?
You probably have to watch it again. It's one of those things, you know, you watch it
again. Watch it again. There's no connection between an old guy and anything.
He had something to do with it. He was the cultivator of those beasties.
Yeah, but they never brought that up until, you know, he shows up, whacks somebody with a shovel. Okay, we're open for part three.
Oh yeah, you know what they do. But you know what? The thing I liked about the second one was you could tell that they put a lot of care into it, and they really tried hard to match that claustrophobic feeling. And they really,
another thing, you know, I don't need to see ever again is some fucking pallid blind fuck pooping on people in a pit. Okay? That is more in line with the 42nd Street scat films. I mean, did anybody really need to see a monster pinching a fucking loaf over two chicks? Come on. What was he shitting out? Charcoal?
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Jesus Christ. I mean, do I need to see this shit? You know, that's what I mean. I don't go to movies anymore for the simple reason. It's all been done before. You're not going to do anything else. Let's go on off my sucks things, because this whole thing sucks, okay? You have killed people in every way known to man, in some ways that people wouldn't dream of. So there's no sense in fucking going there. So now we have pooping monsters, okay? I don't need pooping monsters. That wasn't fucking necessary. They made this big thing about this pit. It's a poop pit. At least the fuckers were smart enough to just poop in one place in the cave for all we know, you know? But yeah. That's why I don't need to go to fucking movies anymore. I got cabin fever too sitting around here. I don't know if I even want to walk.
Yeah, you may not like that.
Well, gee, thanks for telling me. Matter of fact, I got my beer here. I'm going to use it as a coaster. Here you go.
Yeah, it was so damn, dude. It was so damn, it was, I don't know. It was really cut badly. And the thing was, if you're going to release it straight to DVD anyway, why bother cutting it? Why not just release it completely unrated? It said unrated. It was still cut.
Yep. Yep. So I don't have to see that because I just used it as a coaster and probably destroyed it because the beer is probably eating through the cheap fucking thing anyway. Now, onward to my suckiness. Number one on my list is fucking Facebook. And their censoring of people, their deleting of groups, they're fucking with us in general. Case in point, there's a fella on there. His real name's Ed McHale. He's on there, so I guess he isn't anonymous. But he formed a group about we're not going to take it anymore because of the BP oil spill. Well, Facebook took it upon themselves to go in and delete members of the group. And it ain't the first time they've done shit like that. As a matter of fact, it looks like they've been policing the site for any derogatory shit aimed at BP. Okay, fine. So, you know what a wonderful sense of humor I have. I took a huge rubber dick and put a little luchador mask on it, put it up with a picture as the new president of BP. If you remember, I also put up a picture of the same dick stuck in the snow with a blizzard. So, originally they took the dick and the blizzard down. Okay, yeah, that was obvious. But then I put a caricature of me, like I had my boots, the dick, my glasses and my hat buried in a snowdrift. Well, that lasted a couple months. But now all of a sudden, since their BP purge, they decided to do this. And I also noticed that I'll post a couple things and it'll be deleted. So, obviously, Facebook is some other corporate cocksucker that obviously has to toss the salad of BP because maybe BP contributes to them or maybe BP owns something. But the whole thing is Facebook shares information with everybody, including the federal government. We all know that now. There's nothing secret about this. Everybody jumped from MySpace, which is now another dead social networking site, to Facebook. The only thing I really liked about MySpace, is I could blog my ass off. I could say whatever the fuck I wanted, and I was never, ever deleted on MySpace. I have gone, and everybody who reads this knows this shit, I've gone above and out of my mind on fucking MySpace. But I can't do it on Facebook, because number one, you can only print so much shit, then you have to continue. Well, fuck that, okay? Then you get this bullshit when they pulled the thing that their kids on. I don't give a shit whether their kids on Facebook. Kids shouldn't be on fucking Facebook. Kids should have their own little social networking group from ages 1 to fucking 12, okay? There shouldn't be 12-year-olds on fucking Facebook. There's shit on there. People say shit, including myself. So they shouldn't be on Facebook. But, oh, yeah, we're catering to the kids. Why? To fucking brainwash their fucking asses, too, with all this bullshit? I don't know what's going on with this crap. I really don't, but... You know something? They're probably listening right now, or, you know, the thought police. You want to kick my ass off? Knock yourself the fuck out, because I don't care. I already posted my real email. And my real email, if you want to talk to me, communicate with me. I put my phone number up here, but people like Todd would call me 2:30 in the fucking morning, so I can't have
Whatever.
But my email is 40deuce, spelled out, at hotmail.com.
Hey, I got to tell you something, Pete, before you get off of that. You know, we still get a lot of friends from MySpace that listen to the shows. And that's really, even though a lot of people say it's dead, you'll find out, surprisingly, a lot of people still kind of check it out and stuff. And we've still got 12,000 friends over there, so we're doing pretty good.
Well, I'm not disrespecting MySpace. It just seems like the hip site is Facebook, you know? Because I've posted shit. You know, I posted a couple blogs over there. The only one that responded was... Beverly the Necro Mistress, and Necro Mistress might think I'm upset with her because I haven't talked to her. But, you know, another situation I got to broach, too. I don't have a lot of time to do shit right now because I'm taking care of two 80-year-olds. Not that I wanted the job, but you can't turn your back on your family. So I'm doing that. I'm trying to run an eBay business. I'm trying to do this show. And I do whatever I can. I got my own shit I got to do with the DVDs coming out, which, you know, did I talk about the girls thing before or... Previously on the other show? I guess I did last week, right?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
All right, so there's no sense of rehashing that. But I got maybe, besides that, 5 other releases upcoming, plus other shit I'm working on, plus the second John Holmes collection, plus a Night at the Venus collection, plus this, plus that. So, you know, I can't be all over the fucking map. And it's like 90% of this shit I don't get paid for. And we're coming up a year on this thing. And I used to give shit away in the early days, and people used to email me and get it. Now, I've been trying to give shit away for the past 3 fucking months, and nobody's emailed me. So I'm really starting to wonder whether anybody's even listening to me anymore or whether I'm even relevant. I mean, other than, you know, a couple people I know that. We're going to go hopefully have a live anniversary show next week. And if Dave Young and Melissa are listening, I'd like for you to come on and explain what you're going to do at Wasteland, because we haven't approached that yet. And there will be a call-in number, so we're going to do that. But... Yeah, I throw the email out there for the simple fact that, is anybody listening? You know, it's really easy to email jackalope105, whatever the fuck, but I don't see that shit, okay? It doesn't get to me. So I would really like to know, and this is not being a bitch, and this is not being, you know, cunty or anything like that, just my own gratification that I'm reaching someone, other than 3 people I always talk to, that you're out there. And things aren't that fucking wonderful here in my life and shit. Things are bad. And we have no sponsors. We don't get paid. You know, not that any. What would be a good sponsor for my show? A bail bond outfit, a porn store, strip bar. I don't know.
But anyway, we're working on it.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I can't wait that long. Unfortunately, I got bills to pay. So I'm going to offer this package. I'm going to call it the 42nd Street Package Deal. For $15 shipped, I will give you a 42nd Street P t-shirt in large or extra large, a litho card, promo card from my fucked up movie Unconventional, which I will sign, a numbered Unconventional DVD, which was only 3,000 press, that's no bullshit, and ain't the fucking one you see floating around the internet for 99 cents, because that's the edited edition, that's not the fucking little raunchier one, and I will throw in a Grindhouse DVD. You can pick, your choice can be Fear No Evil, The Church, Curse of the Devil, The Antichrist, or To the Devil a Daughter. All of this shipped for $15. That's how I want to do some business here. And this is like a test thing. So if you're interested, I'll take PayPal, cash, check, money order, whatever. Email me at 40deuce@hotmail.com. 40deuce@hotmail.com. I'll give you my PayPal address or my mailing address, and let's make this thing happen. I'm not asking for much. You're getting about, I don't know, $40 worth of shit for $15. And it'll keep me afloat for maybe a little while, because every nickel helps. And if you want some other deals, I may be offering other deals down the road. And even if you don't want a Grindhouse DVD, I'll tell you what. If you don't want a Grindhouse DVD, I'll put in a 5-hour porn. How's that sound? Does that float your boat? I mean, really. Let's get real here. I mean, you know, it's tough enough, and I don't mind doing this. Sometimes I have fun doing it. Sometimes it's like pulling a fucking iron bar out of my asshole. But, you know, certain things got to go. And I got to do something here. So I'd like to know if you're out there. So that's the deal. You get a T-shirt. The unconventional card. Unconventional, uncensored, numbered, and signed. A choice of Fear No Evil, The Church, Curse of the Devil, The Antichrist, or To the Devil a Daughter. Or a porn DVD for only $15. How can you go wrong? And you're supporting my drug and alcohol habit. So you can't get any better than that.
That's awesome. All right. That's awesome.
Now back to some more pissed off shit. I'm tired of hearing about the immigration illegals. There was an incident that happened yesterday where a family left their Maltese in the car while they went and had a barbecue at the beach. Temperature in the car went to 140 degrees. Now you got a dead dog. Okay? Assholes that leave their fucking babies in the car, too. You know something? Owning a pet is like having a child. It's a responsibility. So if you can't afford a pet sitter, or you can't afford to do the right thing with your animal, you shouldn't fucking have one. And this is, you know, how does this back on illegals, Pete, you might ask? Very simple. A lot of these people, you're in America. You got to learn how we do things. We don't give a fuck. Me personally, I don't give a fuck how you did things back in the old country. You're here. You work by our rules because that's why you're here. You want to better yourself? You play by our rules. I don't want to learn your fucking language. You learn mine. I don't care if you kill fucking dogs in your country. You don't fucking kill them here. I don't care if you toss a baby out of a speeding car in your country. You don't fucking do it here. And that happened down in Florida. So, to the people who want to come here and work, I applaud you. You want to do better. The people who want to come in here, spit on us, break our fucking rules, shit on whatever we're doing, fuck you, go home. You're worthless, okay? You want to go party and leave your animal in the car to die? You know something? You shouldn't have had one. Same way as you shouldn't have had a kid. You do the same shit. Some other little asshole down here didn't like the way his girlfriend was behaving towards somebody, so he went home and sexually assaulted and killed her daughter. I mean, why are we letting these motherfuckers into this country? Screen them, get them the fuck out. I'm sick of this shit. Then the other thing, you know, I got to listen to all this fucking bullshit. I've kept my mouth shut for a while on a bunch of shit, but there's a whole bunch of crap going on here, and one of them is reverse racism. And do you know there's no such thing as a black on white crime? There's no such thing as a racial crime against whites. It doesn't exist anymore.
Or so they say.
And yeah, well, guess what? I'm not going to say this guy's a friend of mine, but he goes to the same chiropractor I do. And he was sitting at a light in Jersey City when two black guys walked up to him. One of them said, "It's your night to die, cracker," and fired two shots into him. It was a gang initiation. This guy was supposed to be in jail. He was sentenced to 5 years. He wasn't behind bars yet for some reason. So now he's got attempted murder on him. This was a gang initiation to kill a white guy to get into a gang. But they're not treating it as a biased crime. You believe this shit?
It's kind of a weird pendulum effect. First, we were acting like jerks to people because of their skin color. Now, it's like the Obama thing. A lot of people are talking about his ratings have dropped. But
on that whole effect, number one, I was going to get to him anyway, but you brought it up now. This guy fires a general for he supposedly disrespected him or something, or did an interview, and the interview didn't go well, and Obama felt that he was slighted, so guess what? It's time to replace a general. Let me tell you something, Commander-in-Chief. You being Commander-in-Chief, number one, you were never in the military. You have no military experience. You don't know what the fuck you're doing, okay? You were not a general. You were not a soldier. You weren't even in the fucking Cub Scouts, for all I know. Neither was I. So I will defer to somebody who was. Okay, so the guy didn't like your interpretation or assessment of the way things are going on or the way you wanted things done. Well, I can understand that, because that's why we got fucked in Vietnam, because of the politicians that didn't have any military experience giving orders to people who did have experience. So, and the best one is you replace him with a Bush-era general who did the surge in Iraq. And you know something? The more things change, the more they remain the same. You're just Bush. The crazy little bastard at least had a fucking pair of balls. When he wanted something done, he got it done. You back off all the time. You just want to be accepted. And, you know, there's another thing, too. I don't know if you've probably heard this. Sid Haig, I got a forward from Sid Haig on this one about how he's trying to get something through Congress that he can shut down the internet at a moment's notice for 4 months. This is supposedly, I'm trying to read between the lines on this. They're trying to figure out what the fuck's going on because this cocky little motherfucker who's so full of himself seems to can't take any criticism and seems as like revolutionary groups or people are preaching revolution or something like that. Well, why don't you do something about it instead of fucking throwing money at the fucking problem, which is just going into the rich people's pockets and going into their bank accounts? Because the stimulus thing didn't do shit. And you know something? You know the reason those soldiers aren't going to come back? Because there's no fucking jobs for them. That's why. This is the problem with these assholes. Now there's no jobs, so why bring these people home? You got to keep a war going. It keeps them employed. This is how fucked up the situation got. And I'll tell you, you know, okay, I'm in my 50s. I'll be blunt. I'm 57. Nobody's going to hire my ass. I was talking to somebody last night who's been going all around trying to look for a job, and all she's getting is age discrimination. Let me tell you people, prospective employees, employers, something. You hire these young kids, they'll hang around, they'll fuck around, you'll fire them, you'll hire more. You hire somebody my age who needs the money, they'll be there every day. They'll work overtime, they'll work weekends, they'll work late. They need the money. But no, you just hire these people, you know, fresh out of high school or something like that, and the turnover's tremendous, and the customer service sucks, and empty stores suck, and you don't want to go in them. But instead of hiring somebody, older person who will be there, and let me tell you something, when I go into a store, I don't want to deal with a young kid anymore because they get snotty with me. I want to deal with somebody my own fucking age who's going to explain something to me. That's where you're missing the fucking boat, all of you. You know? I'm not saying I'm going to show up for work because you know I'm not. But other people will because they need to pay their bills. I'm a hustler. This is what I do. I'm just surviving. But you know something? Me surviving predicates me on doing a lot of stuff and not taking shit. And I'm not going to take shit from a boss. So there. And Obama wants to be the boss. Obama wants to shut down the internet. You will put everybody the fuck out of business, you asshole. Don't you realize that? Everybody's so connected to the internet that you do that, you're not going to be able to access your bank account. You're not going to be able to sell, buy, trade, whatever. Why? Because you're pissed off because somebody, there's a revolution going on. You're the cause of it. Fix it. You and that fucking cheerleader you got in Congress, Pelosi. Fix it. Because let me tell you something, pal. Come November, the majority becomes the minority because everybody here I know is going to vote out every fucking incumbent son of a bitch there is. You're fucking gone. Even if you're doing your job, you're gone. Because that's the only way. It's got to be out the door. It's like Jesse Ventura said on your show, dude. There's got to be a change. It's got to change. It's just the same shit over and over again. Maybe this guy came in with the best of intentions, but I think he was told how it's going to work. So all of a sudden he's going this and that and the other thing. Like I said, you have no military experience. You should have let the general do what the general does, and that's fight wars. But then again, maybe you really don't want to win this because it'll keep everybody tied up long enough. Because like I said, there ain't no fucking jobs. What are they coming home to? And if they had a job when they left, it certainly ain't fucking here. So what about all this stimulus? What's going on with that? You're going to get more money to give away so these rich pricks can fucking salt it away? This is bullshit. I know it. Todd, you know it. Everybody listening knows it. It's bullshit. You're not going to solve a problem. They almost laughed them out of it. Didn't they almost laugh them out of Canada? We've got to spend more money. There ain't no more money to spend, okay? We're spent the fuck out. You know, maybe that Russian guy was right. Maybe this country's going to break up into smaller entities, self-governing or something. Maybe it has to happen. Because obviously, in the last 10, 15 years, I'd say right after Clinton, because things were good when Clinton was in. Everybody hated Clinton. But things were good as far as I was concerned. Maybe this thing has to break up into four separate countries. I don't know. I honestly don't know. But fucking shit is not working now.
Man.
You know, you just got to look at the fucking oil spill. I mean, who in their right mind would let somebody get away with it? And then they're telling the people down there what they can't do to protect their coastlines and shit. Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Well, what the fuck are you people doing? Nothing. Your fucking head is so far up BP's ass, every time they fart, you get 10W-40 down your throat. You got to stop. This has to stop with these corporations. That's the fucking problem. And that's why I'm pissed at Facebook, because Facebook is nothing but a corporation. You're going to suck BP's cock because they want you to. Hate to get crude, but, you know, that's me.
You know, we've been offered help. We've had solutions given to us. I can't believe the complacency of people anymore. I mean, people just sit down and allow these weird things to happen, and BP doesn't want to lose the pipeline. But the point is, I don't want them to drill there again. Why don't we have a say?
No, this is bullshit. It's whatever they want to do, and that's why there's no alternative energy sources ever going to get found, because they're going to ass rape this planet dry. And like I said, I don't know what happens when you pump this shit out, because somebody was saying this might be the lifeblood of the planet. Well, we're bleeding it fucking dry. I thought we were supposed to run out of this shit. Millions and millions of gallons getting pumped into the ocean. You're killing, you're fucking destroying the ecology. You're destroying the whole fucking planet. For what? What are you going to do with this money when it's all over? Wipe your ass with it? Because you might as well. Because when you think of it, Todd, a dollar will buy you four rolls of toilet paper in the dollar store. So you might as well just wipe your ass with that dollar bill, because that's about all it's good for right now.
Well, and also I'd like to point out, they're saying that this may cause the gas prices to go up. That's the new thing. And I'm like, if we, the people of America, allow that to happen, we're the dumbest box of rocks on the whole planet.
Well, here's the thing. The shit was supposed to go up anyway. They don't dare raise it. They'll have a fucking revolution. They have a revolution on their hands as it is now. But they'll have one here, because right now around here, it's 240-something. I mean, it went down.
Here. Wow.
You know, it went down because, in the killer part is nobody's pulling into these BP stations around here, too. But you know what kills me? Oh, yeah, we'll boycott BP. Great idea in theory. What all they're going to do is sell the gas to all these no-name stations, U.S. Gas, Vallejo, Bob's fucking gas, Habib's gas, and fucking ribs, you know?
Well, you have a point there. The only company that's losing any money, supposedly, is BP. Now, they say they're going to lose maybe, but at the same time, they're still posting over $40 billion in profits.
I know.
For the first quarter.
It's amazing. I'd love to be in a business that's a win-win situation like these guys, because they don't lose. No matter what happens, they don't lose. They never lose. These fuckers don't lose a nickel. We lose, and our government sits there and goes, oh, well, you know, they're the corporations. You know, didn't George Orwell predict this fucking shit or something?
Yep.
Slaughter Hotel, the final address for 8 young nurses. Slaughter Hotel, the whole world read the headlines. Now, for those who dare enter the deformed world behind the headlines, a motion picture that freezes at every scream. That hangs on every dying breath. Slaughter Hotel, a reserved deathbed. 8 innocent nurses. They faced death 1,000 times. Now, they were facing a massacre as one by one the life was slashed from under them. Slaughter Hotel, a reserved deathbed. The living will never get used to death, but to die this way. Slaughter Hotel, in color, in violence, in shock.
Jackalope 105 FM.
Well, here's something else. I don't know if I ever brought this up on the show. Did you ever hear of an author named William W. Johnstone?
Yeah, actually.
Okay. Pick up a book called Out of the Ashes. It's a series, and read it. And you might want to read a few other things he wrote. He was big into Westerns before he passed away. And there's still guys ghostwriting shit from his manuscripts and keeping the Westerns going. But he did a bunch of other stuff. And one's called Remember the Alamo. And that's about us getting invaded by Mexico, because the drug cartels take over. There's so much this guy did. You can't find his early horror stuff because it's all out of print and they get like huge money for it. But this guy is very talented and he's very passionate about what he writes. A lot of this shit that's going on now, he sort of predicted shit happening. But it's that the whole focal point out of the ashes is that this one, you know, there's a war, you know, everybody fucking dies, some people live, and what happens is this guy who didn't want to be a leader is chosen a leader, and he basically puts together an ideal society, a common sense form of government where you can leave your keys in your car because nobody will steal it, because we don't do that shit. You know, everybody pitches in. And the other thing, too, is you have 6 months of mandatory military training. Anybody who lived in this area, they called it the tri-states or something. Yeah, the tri-states is what it's called. Anybody who lived under that form of government had to have 6 months mandatory military service training and shit like that, where you know how to defend yourself. Everybody carried a gun. Crime rate was zero. Production rate was very high. Everybody worked, you know, with zero tolerance for a lot of shit. But it was a working thing. Well, in the book, the reformed United States government takes umbrage to this and invades them and wipes them out. Sound familiar?
Well, the guy was a visionary, that's for sure.
Yeah. But William W. Johnstone, they just started re-releasing some of his stuff. If you're lucky, you can find the shit at a flea market. I've never seen one of his books at a flea market. People hold on to this stuff. And, you know, sometimes he's formulatic in the Westerns and stuff like that. But if you can find any of his horror stuff, it's good. His espionage stuff is good. Like I say, these ones are little things about Breakdown and Remember the Alamo and a bunch of shit. He's seen a lot of shit that goes on today. As a matter of fact, one of them, can't remember the name of the book, but it basically deals with terrorists taking over a huge Walmart type store and killing hostages.
Man.
So he's seeing a lot of shit that might be coming down the pike. So if you want a good read, check him out. William W. Johnstone. I think they got some kind of site for him on MySpace. People are trying to keep it alive. See, there's a mystery to this, too, which makes me wonder, because this guy had obviously knew a lot about military, obviously was in the military. I believe he was in the Foreign Legion at one point, too. Jumped out of airplanes and shit. And very patriotic man, saw a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of religion-based stuff behind it, too, if you believe in certain things. It wasn't overbearing, but it was just like your one series called The Devil, The Devil's Touch, The Devil's Cat. It was like four books, and it was pretty interesting. But the guy was 60-something years old when he died. The guy looked like a Viking, and I know he was investigated by the government a couple times because of what he wrote, because I noticed that certain books were toned down around that period. So... But when he wants to go balls to the walls and get graphic and nasty, watch the fuck out. But some of the stuff he wrote made a lot of sense. A lot of sense.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I read a lot, too. I don't watch current movies anymore because of Descent 2 and shit like that. But I
don't know. What the hell, man? Just because a monster takes a dump, you don't even like a whole movie.
There's a time and place for everything, and I don't think anybody really wants to see a monster take a dump. I just don't think that. You know, did you ever watch that thing Walking with Dinosaurs where the fuckers were just pooping as they walked around?
Wasn't that on like Discovery or something?
Yeah, they're just big fuck. I can imagine what these things shit, you know? I can just imagine. And that might see that. There's another scenario too that nobody always wanted dinosaurs died. Well, there was something in that program about all this poop and the volcanic activity and the methane and shit, toxic environment. It's killing the eggs. I don't know if I buy the whole meteor thing. Anybody from Jurassic Park ever say they saw a meteor headed this way and it lights the fuck out?
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
I think they're doing the same thing we're doing. They fucked up the planet, they created a toxic environment, and they died out. Except birds are a direct descendant of dinosaurs. So I guess they adapted so they could fly over the stench, you know? That might have been it. Poop might have killed them. And then, you know, then go back to your descent. They're in a fucking cave. Where's the methane going to go? One of them strikes us. See, there's where they fucked up in that movie. That movie could have been over in 5 minutes. Somebody flick a bick and bang, it's over.
But they mentioned the methane gas, remember?
I wasn't really paying attention to the technical aspect.
I think after the poop thing, you just gave up.
What? Well, I don't know. Methane will explode.
Yeah, that's what they were talking about, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever happened in the sequel to the other movie he made, The Dog Soldiers, whatever happened with that?
I don't know. I guess it's not going to happen. But man, I sure love Dog Soldiers, man.
That was good. I mean, he's a good filmmaker. I just didn't like the whole concept because I'm claustrophobic. I'm not going to crawl in a fucking hole I can barely squeeze through. What kind of fun is that?
No, man, I've actually gone through caves like that looking for bats, and it's awesome.
If they're big caves, you know, big caves, different big caves, stand up, wave arms, big cave, you know.
I've done a little bit of both.
Crawl on your belly and come face to face with a fucking Komodo dragon or something. Don't need that. Closest I ever got to that was eating pussy. Don't need that.
You're scared.
I'm bearing down on you. It's scary sometimes.
What the hell?
Shh, close your eyes.
I've heard it all. I've heard
Embrace
it
the darkness. Yeah. Embrace the darkness.
I don't want to know what chick you're talking about if you went down
on a girl. I'm not talking about any chick. I'm not involved with anybody.
No,
I was something.
You're saying you got scared. Dude, if you went down on a girl and it reminded you of a cave, there's something wrong with that whole scenario.
Yeah, I know. I had to tie a 2x4 to my ass to keep from falling in. It was terrible. I didn't know. It was back in the day. I didn't know. It wasn't recent. I don't have sex anymore. I gave up sex for bowling. Balls are bigger and you get new shoes. Did I say that before? It's a passe joke. I don't know. There are no good, you know, there's no good jokes anymore either. You know, there's no fucking good jokes making the rounds.
Well, that's because you got to make your own.
Yeah, but you can't even be racist. You know?
You're telling me the only kind of joke you can make is a racist one?
Well, you know, that's another thing, too. We forgot how to make fun of ourselves. You know? Come on, remember all the Polish jokes and the Italian jokes and the, I don't know, black jokes, German jokes. It was all jokes about all nationalities. You know? And now you can't do that. Now you're considered a racist. Like, what time is it in India? 7-Eleven on the dot, my friend. Can't do shit like that. I don't know why not.
Well, the black comedians could do that.
Yeah, but a white comedian starts ranking on blacks, all of a sudden they're racist and shit. We're going back to the whole racist thing again.
It drives me nuts because I just want everyone to be colorblind, man. I love it. Some of my best friends were black. A lot of my friends today are black. A lot of my favorite movies are black-themed movies. I don't understand this crap. It's time to stop the nonsense. In this day and age, a lot of those a-holes that did people wrong are gone. It's like everyone puts down Asians, and that's okay. You know, we've talked about that before. But the Asians were treated even worse, if you can imagine, because...
Oh, yeah, yeah. They got... How about that whole fucking railroad thing, whenever they were paying to basically be suicide bombers, and they were supposed to send the money back to their relatives in China.
Right, and then what happened was...
They lost the records.
Well, and a lot of the railroad is built on their graves. They would bury them and then put the railroad above them.
Let me tell you, you know, the one thing in America can be proud of, you give them a race of people, they'll exploit it. I mean, I don't know who the first ones were. Well, we came over here and we gave the Indians, you know, venereal diseases and fucking shit that they couldn't cure. So, and where were the original ones from? The Pilgrims. That was from England, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so they came over and did that, and they treated the Indians like shit. Okay, so the next wave was the Irish, and they fucked over the Irish big time. I mean, you know, they conscripted them into the Civil Wars, did this. So then, you know, it's like, and this is what I say, it's everybody's turn. Then the Italians came in, and the Italians got fucked with big time by the Irish. And then the Jewish came in, and they all got fucked up. And then the whole, you know, Prohibition era, and then they had the Irish gang, the Italian gang, the Jewish gang. That's the whole birth of organized crime, the mafia. See, another thing. You created organized crime by fucking having Prohibition. We created organized crime by having Prohibition, and it still thrives today because of the drug Prohibition. Nice fucking going. But I digress. So going back to the whole your next thing, who was the next one, next wave that came in? The Hispanics. And... the Irish, the English, the Italians, the Germans, and the blacks, they crapped on the Hispanics. The blacks got in there, too. They got shit on by the Italians and the Irish and shit, and the Jews. So, okay, they were, okay. Going to chronological fucking order, okay. All right, so after the Spanish, it was the Asians. And after the Asians, now you got the Indians, the Arabs, and the Pakistanis. So it's come full circle. Tag, you're it. Now you guys got to wait till somebody else wants to come in here. I don't know who.
I find it really odd that it's like as soon as we end up with a black president, suddenly the black people decide that they hate gay people. They're like against the gay. Now, not everybody, of course. I'm generalizing.
No, because you know why? Okay, and I'll tell you why. Because I know a lot of people over in the city when I was hanging out over there that were black and that were gay. But also a lot of people they called doing on the DL. The guys were doing guys on the down low. So nobody would know about it. As long as nobody knows about it, it's cool. But you know something? You suck a dick, you're a cocksucker. That's what it comes down to. Don't matter. I mean, who gives a fuck? But they voted down the gay marriage thing. You know, it's just like, it's so fucking typical, you know?
I mean, how the hell can you vote down gay marriage in California? That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I mean, they should have the right to be miserable like the rest of us. I mean, you know, after a while, you wake up and you get tired of seeing the same EM bag dangling in your face every morning, you know? I mean, they should be able to suffer the same indignities as straight people who actually were dumb enough to get fucking married at one point. You know, I put in my time. That's what it was, time. Am I ready for a relationship? Yeah, with the right person. So that's why anybody listening to this, you get the real thing. I'm like this all the time. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. People have to accept me for what I am, and I've been discriminated against all my life. Typical long-haired, freaky, biker-looking hippie fuck. Yeah, okay, fine. But I stand out. You know why I stand out? Because in an era where everybody's got tattoos, I don't have one, so I stand out. You go on eBay, everybody else is a power seller. I'm not. Why? I never applied for it because why? I stand out. You know?
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know what? And also, in this day and age, you know, one of the things I was really struck with when I met you was your amount of honesty and integrity. And a lot of people, you know, they can say what they want. You know, you're outspoken. You cuss like nobody's business, but at the same time, you're full of integrity and you have honesty and you do things that, you know, you treat people like you want to be treated. And in this day and age, that's pretty rare.
Yeah, no, considering most people treat me like shit, I don't know why I keep doing it, but, you know, what the fuck?
Hey, but then there's some nice people like me that respect the hell out of you and think of you like family.
I know. Well, that's why I keep doing this, for, you know, you guys like you, Marcia, Ida, Beverly, Steve, Dave. Well, Kent, there's a bunch of us that, you know, we're cool.
Dave and Heather, right? Heather?
Yeah.
Remember her?
That's not fucking Melissa. Will you stop? I know it was Heather Drain. She's on Facebook. I think we emailed back and forth a couple times. She did something. I don't know why I got this whole Heather thing.
I love it.
Yeah. That was a complete fuck up that night.
She loved it. She thought it was funny.
Yeah. Heather was the chick we threw out of the room down at Monster Mania, because they, for some reason, they let her stay in the room, and I was just like nodding out. I'll forget my hour of sleep, and she popped. Oh, let me tell you about this. Get the fuck out now. Don't ever let her back in. That was the end of that. Well, we got to end this thing now. Okay, we're going live next week. Me and Marcia the Dark Girl, 2 hour special live. Just us, no outsiders. Our listeners can call in. We can shoot the shit. We can do whatever you want. I don't want to make it a fucking slugfest with anybody else. Just me and her and you, and we're going to do this thing. And people want to call in, fine. We'll just reminisce and just say, okay, if nobody called in, we're never going to do the fucking show again. You people can all suck my dick, okay? So, no, we wouldn't do that, though.
Jeez.
In the overall scheme of things, everybody who hears this is important to me, because that's what it's all about. It's about doing something for the fans. And yeah, I bitch I don't make any money, and I don't. But, you know, I just threw you something when you're getting trouble bone my way or something, and you get something out of it. So until next week, and this could be a real clusterfuck, but then again, it always is. It's a runaway train. But until then, stay sick.
Forty Second Street Pete's Grindhouse is a production of Jackalope 105 FM.
Do you feel that? Oh shit! Wah-ah-ah-ah. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up. Come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness is the gift that has been given to me. I can see inside you the sickness is rising. It seems that all that was good has died. Oh no, the world is a scary place. Now that you've woken up the demon in me.
Bobby, will you give it to me?
2, 3, 4.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up. Come on, get down with the dickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Why can't you just fuck up and die? Get down with the sickness. Fuck you, I don't need this shit. I'm down with the sickness. You stupid, sadistic, abusive fucking organ. Down with the sickness. Here it comes. Get ready to die. Get ready to
die. Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here. Too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand I can't feel anything. It isn't like I wanna sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on. Me now, so fuck it. Blood on my face and my hands, I don't know why. I'm not a afraid to cry, but that is none of your business. Overdo it, don't tell me you blew it. Stop your bitching and fight your way through it. I'm not like you, I just fuck up. Come on, motherfucker, everybody has to die. People equal shit.